counting down the days to St. Patrick's Day. It's like counting down to New Year's Eve or Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, it's right up there. Yes, yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
I have something for St. Patrick's Day. This we've had on before, but it was sent in from the Vollmers about how St. Patrick and Ireland. So you kind of get the drift of the story, but I'll tell you more about that coming up. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in the Cherry County area this spring, this summer, this fall. It's all wide open spaces for you. So come check it out and start by going to visitvalentine.com.
And, you know, you really need to stop for a minute and check out Tri-State Livestock News. They deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage. Folks, they've been doing this for decades. They blend their vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. They are such a trusted source for all things agriculture. Check them out, Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
And I think this came in from Barry and Kathy Vollmer a few years back to the Good Stuff program. And so we share it with you on St. Patrick's Day. We celebrate March 17th in commemoration of St. Patrick's great and noble deed in driving the Norwegians out of Ireland. It seems that centuries ago, many Norwegians came to Ireland to escape the bitterness of the Norwegian winter. Ireland was having a famine at the time, and food was quite scarce. The Norwegians were eating almost all of the fish caught in the area, leaving the Irish with nothing but potatoes. St. Patrick, taking matters into his own hands, like most Irishmen would do, decided the Norwegians had to go. Secretly, he organized the Iration, the I-R-A-T-I-O-N, Irish Republican Army to rid Ireland of Norwegians. The Irish members of Iration sabotaged all power plants in hopes the fish in Norwegian refrigerators would spoil, forcing the Norwegians to a colder climate where their fish would keep. The fish spoiled all right, but the Norwegians, as everyone knows to this day, thrive on spoiled fish. So, faced with failure, the Irishmen sneaked into the Norwegian fish storage caves in the dead of night, sprinkled the rotten fish with lye, hoping to poison the Norwegian intruders. But, as everyone knows, this is how lutefisk was introduced to the Norwegians, and they thrived on this lye-soaked, smelly fish. Matters became even worse for the Irishmen when the Norwegians started taking over the Irish potato crop and making lefse. Poor St. Pat was at his wit's end, and finally on March 17th, he blew his top, telling all the Norwegians to go to heck. And it worked. All the Norwegians, knowing their welcome had now run out, packed their bags, said goodbye to Ireland, and moved to Minnesota. All right.
Oh,
tongue in cheek.
Yes, all in fun, everybody up in Minnesota.
Do you have something for our green St. Patrick's Day?
You know what? I have some Irish proverbs.
There you go. We should get some wisdom in here.
That's what I thought. After that, I think we need some. So, some Irish proverbs. Be kind to those you meet as you rise. You may pass them again as you fall.
Yes, that's been around a while.
Oh, you must crack the nuts before you can eat the kernel. Half a loaf is better than no bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's sound advice. A quiet tongue shows a wise head.
Oh, speak.
Yeah.
No, and listen before you speak.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Think before you speak.
Think before you speak.
Think
that's better.
Before you speak. Humor to a man is like a feather pillow. Softens everything up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Indeed.
Well, we hope everybody wore their green today so they get by with St. Patrick's Day without getting pinched. Is that a real thing? Why do we pinch people if they don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
Didn't we read not very long ago, a couple years ago or something?
That's probably an American thing.
An American thing, that's right. You're safe, though, because you have green eyes.
Oh, I never thought about that. That works.
You haven't thought of that?
I guess no. I have not.
Well, that's kind of odd. But anyway, you're safe.
I'm good no matter what, even if I forget to wear my green.
No kidding. Okay, let's look at some of these amusing little pieces that were posted in X or on X. I don't know if you posted in it or on it, but there's a paper towel where my dad puts all of the folded chips he finds during his snacks, and he does it because these are my mom's favorites. So when she gets home from work, there's just a stack of them waiting.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
That's what I thought. I thought that was very kind.
Should be on a Valentine's Day card somewhere.
I know. By the way, just so you know, that's my favorite tour.
The folded over ones?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why,
okay.
But I totally relate to her. Oh, here's another one. I was in a very bad mood today. Then my 3-year-old walked over, handed me a rock, patted my face, and said, "Mommy, you're perfect. Here's a present for you." And I smiled. Then I realized the rock was cat poop.
Oh, no. All righty. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone, from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff.